It is 5:58 here on the ticket. We are at Tito's Handmade Vodka Summer Bash. This segment brought to you by American Leak Detection. And we're at the Village in Dallas. Place is pretty hopping. Got a round table here for the next 10 minutes or so with me, Junior, Giorgio, Gordo, and the Hang Zone, Dan and Jake. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Where's Gordo?
Hello.
Gordo
That's always
is
the question, isn't it?
But yet he's omnipresent for roundtables, even ones that he's not scheduled to be on. But
hello.
When he's scheduled to be here,
you can't find him.
He can't be here. Yeah.
You know the drill.
So strange.
What's
that's,
up, Hang Zone?
The so beauty sad. Of Gordon.
So sad.
Good to see you guys.
Where is he?
What do you mean?
I mean, it's always enjoyable to be around you. It's good to see you.
I feel like that's just something you threw out there that you might say to anybody.
It may have been. We just were watching Jacob Detamore, a.k.a. Daddy, who was found guilty of being horny on Twitter. And George brought up the question, is Daddy going nuts out there being surrounded by all of those women in bikinis? Can he handle that?
I am horny on Twitter.
I've seen him make some approaches, let's just put it that way. I don't know how it's going, but
she's 56 and so gorgeous.
This is a good place to throw out the vibe.
Yeah, absolutely.
A lot of approaches happening this weekend and not just at the U.S. Open.
Right.
Wow, look at that. There's some golf humor.
We're a sports
Craig
station.
Is our new Norm. He's taking over for Norm
somebody
now.
Just trying out. There's a void.
Take over.
I'm fine with that.
Hey, do you know what I realized with Norm leaving? That I am now the oldest host after next Friday.
I thought about that today.
We're very close in age, but I'm actually older than Junior. So, no, I'm the old.
Wow. How
about that?
Are you the next one to announce a surprise retirement? These all come out of nowhere.
Never know. You never know.
Maybe
never
whatever know. Segment never he's know. Leading here on the roundtable.
Could be it.
Yeah, will
Maybe
there be enough? Are those the terms that it's being thought
Let's
about?
Let's just
by
say just about everybody. Just about.
You can't leave, Jeb. You're the glue.
I don't know. I don't think so.
You know what I'd like to do in this segment since I'm the captain?
Not
I'd like to play peacemaker. And I would
go
like to
home?
I would like to broker some peace between our two shows because and I'm kind of in the middle here because the main guilty parties are George and Gordon versus Dan and Jake.
Why do we need peace? There's no animosity.
And Jake's not quite as guilty here because this traces back to the Bob and Dan days.
But Jake was a big part of that scene for 10 years.
True, as the producer, true.
No.
You think behind the scenes he wasn't like, dude, we got to play a Musers fight today.
But I thought I would get to
like, he'd make the open.
Because our two shows have been at war, you guys playing Musers fights and us playing bad radio / Hang Zone fights. And at some point, the carnage has to stop. At some point,
carnage.
There has to be peace.
All I hear is funny radio when I hear this stuff.
This is Vietnam, though. It's just, when will it end?
Exactly. And why are we
but
in
here's
this?
The thing.
Yeah, well, why did we get in it in the first place?
Here's the thing. We air about, and he's right, it's mainly Gordo and I, we air about 1/30th of how much we talk about Moron Dog. And we don't talk about Lee Corso as much anymore, but every once in a while. But, yeah, Moron Dog, we still spend a lot of off-air time on, too.
Well, what was it a couple weeks ago?
I guess Gordon's not going to jump in here.
But do you remember when Tyler was texting me, he told me that you guys on a road show somehow were on Moron Dog.
The entire show.
But so, every break?
You have no idea. For those who don't know, and if you've been listening for a little while, you probably do. But just in case, there's a lot of audio out there, and we have some examples of bad radio getting in fights with each other. But they're funny. They're really funny bits of audio. Well, Bad Radio Hang Zone has a lot of audio of the Musers getting in fights with each other or with Norm or something like that. But it's also got a funny element to it. Well, when one show plays one of those for 2 minutes and then talks about it, then the other show will immediately respond I get caught in the crossfire way too much because these two are obsessed with it.
Because they're the ones – you're saying that they're the ones doing the playlist.
Yes, and I am the next batter up, and you guys throw at my head.
Right, and I love that analogy because it's true. We end up playing the best muser fight ever is George versus Craig.
Right.
The coach – which coach?
Or
Wade.
Wade. Or you'll just
play. Yeah, you play both sides. Oh, you know, so that's the only time I've ever really heard Craig and George, lifelong best friends, true tension. They were mad.
Right.
And, that's not funny. That doesn't involve a dog and,
but here's what gets me,
and funny stuff.
What gets me the most is they'll play Moron Dog for the 1,000th time.
Yeah.
And they'll do a full segment on it. Then that afternoon, I'll turn into the Hang Zone, and as retaliation, you'll play me calling out Cray Tray. Right. Neither of them, Gordon and George, are even in that.
They do
audio.
Put that in the open from time to time.
And and I'm like, this has to end. So
the
so,
turning, you didn't turn on Cray Tray, but that's you got to admit that's funny.
No, I think it is funny, and I wasn't really mad at him
Empire Weekend.
But it's I get why
let's
it's
cut
funny,
that back.
And I use that now. I'll say let's cut that back because it is funny. But that's why I want to play Peacemaker because I'm an innocent.
You just want
player.
Out.
You guys are always bombing civilians.
Yeah. Well,
in
you
this,
know,
in this case, me.
Okay.
So I want out. So
but you're sympathetic to their government.
Right.
So.
So what will it?
Are
take?
You really?
I think we're kind of like some in the Eastern Bloc countries. We're pretty dug in. We get along. I love you, but. What I see Moron Dog is a masterpiece.
Okay, but then now I tune in this morning.
Okay, that's here, the other thing.
No. Here's a tease for the e-break. The hardest job in all of radio.
No, just at the ticket. Just at the ticket.
And then it's, hey, Craig, what do you think the hardest job in all of radio is? And Gordo's doing some comedy and said it's his job. And
hilarious.
And Craig, though.
Because I'm a friend of y'all's show.
Then throws one at my chin.
No.
And says, producing, it used to be bad radio, now the Hang Zone. What's the one constant there? Me. So it's
true.
Yeah.
I agree. Maybe you are a big jerk.
I agree how you could take that, but this is behind the scenes. This is what actually happened. He says, what's the hardest job in radio? And he's looking at Gordon, and Gordon refuses to answer. So now things have slowed to
he's
a crawl.
At cat videos.
It's getting a little tense. And George says, oh, you're not going to play along. So now I can tell he's getting mad. So I haven't said anything. And I'm thinking, in order to get the e-break segment going,
yeah.
I am going to have to contribute and say what he wants me to say, which is bad radio producer.
Now, we have someone
again,
who's had that job.
Basically, Dan's producer. Anybody with Dan.
Isn't there something to that, Jake? Producing middays is not – you are a target. You are stepping in to a war zone if you are the producer of middays.
The demand is high.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, look what happens to Blake Jones on a daily basis.
That's right. That's right.
We'd hold him up and celebrate Blake Jones. I love Blake Jones.
Well,
you know that.
Yeah, I think you do,
that
but he also
bitch.
Gets pummeled.
It just takes the proper amount of pummeling.
Poor
did you ever
Lando.
Come down and produce for us?
I don't think I did.
I don't remember you ever doing that.
No.
You have filled in doing bits, and you say they're just very supportive.
They are.
Like and I also heard Lando taking it in the shorts when you had on Baby Gronk and Baby Gronk Dad.
I know. I heard you ripping us for that.
Someone needs to be ripped.
Their time.
And, of course, they end up on Hang Zone. but I heard, come on, Lando. You got to do more and just open the door for him. You got to show him. Yeah, put the headset on him.
Do you disagree?
No. I don't disagree.
Like, just like, hey, I'll just let you guys walk in the studio, and
that's okay.
You'll know where to sit. And
Lando produced
what to
for
do.
Us, and we didn't see him for 5 days, so I know what you're talking about.
No, he was.
Feels like that hurts.
He did great.
He's a new producer, and he's learning. And
right.
Now, next time, he brings in.
He learned because you told him that.
Yeah, now, you know, I guess off the air, you have to say, hey, if you have a guest, don't just, you know, open the front door for him and say, go do radio. Yeah.
Could we reach detente, like the U.S. and the USSR? We know each of you have these nuclear weapons, but we're just going to get into this pattern where we're not using them. Could we all agree?
And stop playing Moron Dog?
Yes, we have these
weapons.
I think
it took, though, 1,000 playings of Moron Dog for us to even start retaliation.
I can't lose access to Moron Dog.
And that, maybe not forever.
And I don't want that either. I love Moron Dog.
Maybe not forever. For 6 months.
You just want us to not play the Craig fight anymore.
No, really. I just want a ceasefire so that I can breathe easy for 6 months since I'm not the instigator here.
That's a long time,
man. You
took
a shot at them today when you said that the producer
you forced me into that shot.
Moron Dog.
I do have a question. The meeting that you just went over, if a dog starts eating a napkin, was it like right before the show, or is it like really early that morning? Or it's like Bob could have forgotten.
No, it was right before the
show. The meetings are very long.
He said we just went over this.
Okay, so it was like right before.
Right at the very we go over every possible scenario that could happen during a radio show every day.
What if your dog eats a napkin?
And that happened to come up that morning.
So yeah,
maybe it's been discussed on the station. Maybe not.
Maybe not.
Maybe the station hasn't brought it up at all.
Have you grown to appreciate the beauty of the comedy in those bits, those pieces of audio?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
I liked it from the beginning. I've really grown to, though, appreciate you guys off the air recreating it anywhere. And Gordo does have a thing where... You know,
he's like a pit bull who'll clamp onto something and not.
Yeah, but also if I see Gordo, if I see you in the hallway or the parking garage, you know, it's a, hey, yeah. Like all of a sudden he just has to then do.
I have to switch into Dan
me Brisson. And just hi Gordon, hi,
hey, how's it going?
Good to see you. Yeah, all right. So you're going in the elevator and
press one of the buttons there. Here in the
gotta get your key fob.
What's it called? The room that's metal and it goes up and down.
Do you like it when we put you in charge of dismantling an atomic bomb?
I enjoy. Sure, I enjoy. I love pub on the morning show.
Okay,
because that grows my brand.
My favorite.
And I'm trying to.
My favorite Dan appearance on the morning show was when George said, hey, Norm MacDonald died. I scheduled Dan McDowell because he's the biggest Norm MacDonald fan ever. And we get Dan on that morning, 8:15 prime time. Dan, we're having you on because you're a huge Norm MacDonald fan. I mean, I guess I liked him okay.
He's pretty
not
much
really.
George and
Gordon. See, you're again, now you're
heard of
defaming my character. The question was, how big of an influence was he on what you do? And
that
I never
true.
Really started getting into his comedy till I already worked here. And then I got people. Like, I never thought he was a big influence growing up because I was into Letterman. I was into Seinfeld. You know, he wasn't really on the scene growing up.
Right.
Until I was in college, I guess.
And it wasn't defaming you. It was how George sold how much he had influenced you.
Right. And then.
I just figured he had because you guys sounded exactly the same.
But.
That's not a fight.
I mean, you know, you turned me on to his CD where he was saying, yeah, an uncle is battling cancer. I went in there, it didn't look like he was really, he was just
like
laying in
just
a bed.
All right, well, I don't think we reached
we
any kind
anything.
Of agreement.
That's okay.
But that's okay. That's okay.
This weekend, we will not replay or tweet anything about that.
That's fair. All right, coming up next, the Norm Farewell Tour continues. It's going to be Jake and Dan with Norm and Donovan.
Oh.